of the hour. Such a good day to be with you. It's Wednesday, the 18th of... I was about to say November, and I don't know why. I was about to say...
Bite your tongue. We'll be there before you know it.
Yeah, I know. Well, July already. We're halfway through, and then some.
It's Christmas in July.
Year 2012. Yeah, right. Yeah, we usually wait the... 25th is the day we normally celebrate Christmas in July, though, isn't that?
Yes.
Isn't that our tradition, Richie? Mm-hmm. The 23rd would be a week from today.
I don't know why we do it in July, though. Why don't we do it in June? Because that's the halfway point.
I don't know. You're asking the wrong guy. I'm not in charge of the calendar here. Heather is, and other various and sundry folks. I stay as far away from that as possible.
Yeah. You do well at
it, too. Exactly. Yes, right. There's no business like show.
You know how I can tell Heather's worked with you for a little while?
How's that?
Because she said you do well.
Yes, I do.
She's so fancy.
All right, so then we could counter that with the good news of the day. Everybody ready for the good news of the
about
day?
About time, yes.
You want your little song?
Yeah, let's have a little song. Yesterday
good
I was
news,
about to do
it. Fly out my window.
Where is it at?
Yeah, yesterday when you said good news, it was like the most death and destruction story you could find.
Yeah. The update from New York, video at DougStephan.com, video of the day today, focusing on the story of a seven-year-old girl who survived a three-story fall.
Oh, I saw this.
Thanks to a quick-thinking neighbor. Her name is Kyla McCree. She's autistic. She climbed out of the window on top of an air conditioning unit while her mother was in another room of their apartment. And standing below was 52-year-old Stephen St. Bernard. Happened to be in the right place at the right time.
He's
the girl lost her balance.
Wait a minute. A St. Bernard
Stephen St. Bernard.
Wow.
Is his name. He watched as she fell, reached out his arms, broke her fall. And the whole thing was caught on tape. Somebody on the other side of the street in an apartment building was video when they saw her jump out, or not jump, but climb out on top of the air conditioning unit. You know how those window units are. So she climbs out on the air conditioning unit, and then she loses her balance and falls. She was not hurt.
He was, though.
Uninjured. He suffered a torn tendon in his arm.
Oof.
He said he was not a hero. He said, a hero is a sandwich.
That's cute. So I need to ask you this, though.
Yes, Richard.
When you see a little girl
getting
ready to jump to her death.
Well, she wasn't jumping. She fell.
You grab your cell phone and video.
What makes you grab your cell phone and
right,
videotape
right, yeah, right.
Not 911. Video.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Instead of dialing 911, what makes you say, I want to take a video of this?
Because people are all about them. It's all about me, 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 me.
Now, surprisingly and luckily, it turned out well.
Yeah.
And we are glad we have the video.
But it would have been on TMZ and all the other channels.
It would have been on TMZ. Wouldn't have put it on there.
What? So if she had splatted onto the sidewalk?
No, they don't do that.
They're classy, Doug.
Somebody else would have done it.
Now, if it were Ashton Kutcher or Demi Moore, they would have done it.
Right. Exactly.
Some little girl probably.
So anyway, the video is so stark. It's so real. It's so
there. It is.
You can catch it, Video of the Day box at DougStephan.com. I think we had a pretty interesting video yesterday. There's some audio with this, Richie. The performance at a bluegrass festival this past week when a bird decides to join the band and the bird landed on the guitar player's guitar. The band did their best to keep their composure and continue playing, but it didn't really... They made it through, but it was more obviously of interest to the crowd to see the bird sitting on the guitar. If you watch the video, you're about 2 minutes into it. You see, actually, I like bluegrass music. That's pretty good bluegrass music. There are bluegrass festivals all over the country all summer long.
I always love the upright bass. I think that's such a cool instrument.
Yeah. Emma, what was that song? Papa played bass, Mama played fiddle. But you can't tell.
They just keep on playing, and the guy just turns his guitar over.
Yeah.
He just keeps on singing.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Music is fun, though, too.
The bird's just sitting on the back of his guitar, just listening along.
Yeah.
Very cool.
All right, a couple of reasons.
And he's petting the bird. I can't believe the bird would just sit there and let him. He's just kind of like taking a finger and just petting his back.
It's kind of sweet.
Interesting.
It's a tame bird.
Yeah. Tame bird.
I'm going to name that bird Jennifer.
Aww. Very sweet. I'm not tame.
What's the matter with... wait a minute. What's the matter with Heather? Why wouldn't you name it Heather? What's the big idea? How come? What's the...
I think Heather would fly away if I tried to pet her back.
No.
No, I would definitely not fly away if you tried to pet my back. As long as you used a little pressure.
All right, so a couple of good videos. We have the videos in a cumulative fashion. We don't toss anything out. You can find the video of the day. And that's not to be confused with Doug Steffen TV, which is also at the website. And Heather has been doing a good job moving a lot of things that we've collected over the years over there. What's the latest? And so we have...
Well, you know, Doug, I'm still waiting on our watermelon stuff. I really want to do some things with watermelon.
I have actually a couple of good-sized watermelon in the refrigerator.
Do you?
Yeah.
What are you doing today?
I'm going to a bank meeting, but after that, maybe we could have...
Hey, did Gallagher die?
Gallagher.
Remember he had a heart attack? You talk about smashing watermelons.
Oh, no, I don't think he died.
Yeah, he's okay, right?
I think he's okay.
Okay.
He's been accosted, as all of us have been, by the summer heat, by the way. Today's poll at DougSteffen.com. What's your favorite way to beat the heat? Let's play Beat the Heat. A, ice cream. Yay. B, swimming. Yay. C, stay indoors and crank up the air conditioning. Boo. D, other. Y, beat it. I love the heat. Who loves the heat? 800-510-8255. You love the heat? It's my friend Meredith is out in Salt Lake City. She called me and she said it was 98 degrees.
Mm.
But it's not hot like it is in New England. New England seems to, or the East Coast, has a corner on humidity, whereas you don't feel the humidity on the West Coast. There's no. I've never felt humidity really any place once you get on the other side of the Rockies. Isn't that interesting how that seems to work? By the way, for those of you who are planning on going to the Olympics, a couple of things to note in terms of weather. Bring a raincoat. England has had the wettest season on record. It rains every day, all day. Has been apparently awful.
They stole our rain.
Yeah, they seem to be stealing our rain.
Brits.
The new stadium, by the way, is down in the Docklands, which is the last part of London proper that hadn't been rehabbed from World War II. Now, think about it. Most of England, especially the east side, got bombed during World War II. And over the years, I remember going there in 1960-something or other and seeing how stuff had... There was still 20 years after the war, things that needed to be rebuilt. And then I was there in the early 70s and then went all the time from the early 70s on. And it was amazing to see how... We have never been touched by war in our country, at least like this, on this scale.
You know,
we had the Civil War, but we've never since then.
That's really freaky because I honestly was just thinking. I was thinking about Syria and everything going on there right now, and I was just thinking that this morning.
Yeah. We don't have
not
any
on
experience.
Our soil. Yeah, no, we and how would we react as a people?
Well, we have a couple little buildings in New York that were.
But I mean, on a large scale, we don't have to walk around wondering.
That sent us to war.
What an impact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sent us to war, those two buildings.
Sure.
And not that there wasn't
3,000 people.
I mean, we didn't have the right war, but it was a war that came as a result of that experience, for sure. All right, so how do we get from being excited and good news into a downer?
Good news to war. I told you, it happens all the time. There's such a fine line between good news and bad news.
And war, right, exactly. Yeah. I want to talk about this lady who's the new CEO at Yahoo in a few moments. Jennifer's going to update us also on what's going on in the social media. Plus, she has a television report to beat the band. In the meantime, I would like to appeal to those of you who are searching for love but not encountering it. You're not having any luck. Social circle, whatever way your family or friends want to introduce you, there's always that, let's get whoever it is, let's get Mildred fixed up with Fred. Have you wondered about whether to try online dating? Not sure? Maybe you're too shy to give it a try. If the years are passing you by and love has not come your way, There is a way, Jennifer and I were talking about this in the last hour, to find yourself in a good position. You got to take the action, though. So first, you got to decide you're tired of staying at home. And then you decide you want to be loved. And then you decide you want to take some action. And you decide you want to find love online, because so many millions of Americans, so many people around the world, never mind Americans, are doing it. Here's what you do. You don't waste another minute wondering. You grab a pen or a pencil and a piece of paper, and you write down cyberwink.net. C-Y-B-E-R-W-I-N-K. Cyberwink.net. And you order the book called Cyberwink. Cyberwink.net. Your book club probably hasn't brought that book to their meetings. But there probably is a person somewhere out there. You know, this is, I was thinking actually of giving it to a grumpy married person who ought to be divorced. You know me with that.
Nice.
I'm going to cyberwink.net and get a book.
A cyber sabotage.
Yes. All right, so you get the point. This is a great way for you to research what's out there, how to know which place to go, which are the sites to go to, which one fits you. Cyberwink.net. Richie, you don't have to order this book because
I'm there.
You're set.
Yeah, I'm all set. Yeah. But she's very cute, the girl who wrote the book.
Cyberwink.net. Check that out, and maybe you'll find love in all the right places. The book is called Cyberwink, and the website to order the book is cyberwink.net.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
We have to make way for new inventory. So for a limited time, we're offering unheard of deals at Lumber Liquidators Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale. Get top name laminates starting at 39 cents a square foot. Thick 12 millimeter laminates for up to 54% less. Prefinished hardwood from only $169 a square foot. Plus, save big on flooring tools and get special extended financing. Get your big flooring deal at the Laminate Flooring Clearance Sale this weekend. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
What's the coolest video on the web today?
See it today and every day
at DougStephan.com.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
The time.
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now.
Now,
for a limited time, the Freeze Dry Guy offers all GCN listeners 25% off all Mountain House No. 10 case lines.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to freezedryguy.com and see the variety of our quality Mountain House foods and a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have well in excess of a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
The catch?
This 25% off number 10 case lots of Mountain House Foods only lasts through July 31st. Go to freezedryguy.com. GCN.com or call 866-404-3663 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case lot of Mountain House Foods with free shipping to the lower 48. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Hurry, sale ends July 31st.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Backstreet Boys. Heather, you like the Backstreet Boys?
They were a little too poppy for me.
Yeah. Too poppy?
Yeah, I'm not really a poppy girl.
No, I'm a
They're
poppy guy.
They're perfectly poppy for
me. I think the word you're looking for is, Heather, is sissies.
Little girls. Bite your tongue,
McFadden. A little dirtier.
They're little 9-year-old girls who sing and dance so cute.
And they've had more women in their life.
Yeah. The original liner of the Backstreet Boys have reunited for a tour and a new album due next year to commemorate their 20th anniversary. That's what I find
mind-blowing. No.
The Backstreet Boys have been around for 20 years.
That is
pretty amazing. Story at DougStephan.com today.
So
if you want to check it out. It's okay, John. You'll be all right. Backstreet Boys. I always confuse them with the New Kids on the Block because
they went on tour together last year.
Yeah, same thing.
But the Wahlbergs were in the New Kids on the Block, right? Danny?
One of them was.
No, just Donnie Wahlberg.
Donnie
was in New Kids on the Block. The one on Blue Bloods was in New Kids on the Block.
So where was his brother
Marky
Mark?
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. Really a rapper.
Oh, I thought they were together for some reason.
No.
Now, Mark, who's older of the two, Donnie or Mark?
I think Donnie's older.
Yeah.
Is he? He's very good, by the way, in Blue Bloods.
He was always my favorite new kid.
Do they get along, the two brothers? Are they okay?
Oh, yeah, I think
so. Yeah, they get along.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very cool, actually, to
Last
see.
Last time we talked, there was no problem.
Ah, perfect. 800-510-8255, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Heather Bachman here on the Good Day program. Roberta off this week, so we don't have any Queen of Chiefs. We have a good television report coming up, plus what's going on social media. The question of the day, or one of them anyway, is how do you beat the heat? Here's Terry in Alaska. You don't have to worry about that up there, Terry, huh?
That's how I beat the heat. I moved to Fairbanks, Alaska. I was born and reared in northwestern Illinois, and I remember those horribly hot, sweaty, humid, sticky days.
Yeah.
And when I had an opportunity to, I was offered a position here in Fairbanks, Alaska, and I moved here, well, it'll be 30 years come the 23rd of this month. In my time zone, it's 3:25 a.m., and the temperature is currently 55 beautiful degrees.
Perfect.
And what radio station did you get hired by 30 years ago?
No. I wasn't hired by a radio station.
Really?
I am listening to you, I should say, on the first radio station there ever was here in Fairbanks, Pioneer Radio Station KFAR. 660 on our AM dial, and various drive station was taken over by the government in World War II and used as an armed forces radio station.
Terry, they should hire you and make you the news guy there. You realize that, right? You're going to be doing weather and traffic on the station.
Put this guy on the air. All right, Terry. Good story. Thank you. He moved to Alaska to beat the heat. He sounds like a good guy. I like good man.
That's funny.
All right, so it's time for a 2020 Olympic quiz. Everybody ready?
Sure.
Ready. Go for it.
Swell prize for the person who
Burma.
Can...
Burma.
Huh?
Is that the answer?
Shave.
Burma.
Toboggan.
Shave. Okay, can I ask the question first?
Yeah, sure. I'm so confused.
Right. This is the story of a 14-year-old gymnast from Romania who stunned those watching the first day of the Olympic Games in the state in 1976 by executing a perfect, perfect score of 10 from the judges in the gymnastic competition. First perfect score ever recorded on the uneven parallel bars. Who is this person?
Yep.
Identify her at 800-510-8255, and you get a swell prize from Doug on the Good Day program at 28 past the hour.
Instant messaging. Instant coffee. Instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. So why does it take so long for your hotel points to add up before you get any rewards? At America's Best Value Inn, there is no waiting. Sign up for our free value club at any of our 1,000 hotels in North America or at americasbestvalueinn.com and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. We've got you covered with more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
I'm Colonel Dave Clark, Executive Director of the Defense Department's 60th Anniversary of the Korean War Commemoration Committee. On Korean War Armistice Day, July 27th at 9 a.m., we are inviting Korean War veterans, their families and friends, to visit the Arlington National Cemetery Amphitheater for a wreath-laying ceremony and commemorative event. It's open to the public and will feature senior representatives from across the Department of Defense and the United States government. For more information, visit koreanwar.defense.gov.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. Right now, Quicken Loans is proud to offer you our exclusive Yorgage, a mortgage that's custom fit for you. It's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that works best for your individual needs, anywhere from 8 to 29 years. The rate today on our 8-year fixed Yorgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates rank Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. It's really this simple. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on an 8-year fixed mortgage is an amazing 2.875%, APR 3.5%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Other restrictions may apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The hour linked in to you and your space. The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Heather and Jennifer and Richie and your calls identifying a 14-year-old star gymnast from Romania who had a perfect score of 10 from the judges on this day in 1976, the first day of the Summer Olympics in 76. How many years ago? This is 36 years ago, right?
That's right.
Right around there.
36.
No, it's 36. No.
What do you mean right around there?
Right around there.
What do you, either you are or you aren't. You're in or you're out. It's either 36 years or it's not.
What was the exact date of the Olympics? It was this
date. The Olympics started on this date in 1976.
When did she actually win the
This date, 1976.
10? Okay, so then 36 years, yes.
Good, thanks, Rich, for confirming that.
You passed.
Yeah, really, I do. Yeah, pretty heavy stuff for this tiny woman. So we're looking for her identification, and we'll get it as soon as Jennifer identifies what you are doing and contributing to the world through social media connected to...
We are riling them up today, Doug.
Are we? How's that?
We are riling them up. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. You do not want to miss what's going on over there. Lots of stuff. First of all, I have to give you a comment from Tom Betts, friend of the show's. He commented on your remark on Hillary Clinton yesterday being the best Secretary of State in our history. He said, I couldn't disagree more. Not that she's bad, but she's accomplished nothing in that capacity. Syria, Egypt, Libya, Iran, North Korea are no better today than when she took the job, and most of these countries are worse. None of them have changed their view about the U.S., and most dislike us more. She hasn't accomplished anything more than rack up frequent flyer miles and stayed away from husband Bill.
Well,
which was interesting.
Okay,
we also were following the story about a school in Texas that is paddling their students, and we asked, what do you think about this in the schools? Huge responses to this. In fact, people are even posting their own videos. Thank you, Mary, for posting. Why does everyone pretend there's a spanking debate? You can check that out. Shauna said, in this day and age, one dare not opine on such matters, especially publicly. Ernest just said, I agree to paddling up to a certain point. Ray said, people are justifying violence because they were subjected to violence and turned out okay. But no, you didn't. If you were not mentally damaged, you would not be advocating for the perpetuation of violence, which is an interesting point. Mm-hmm. Colleen said, against it, paddling brings humiliation to the individual, and that's not going to change anything but the way the individual views him or herself.
Anger.
Making them do some sort of community service for a few of their Saturdays is much more impactful, which is kind of interesting. Adeline says she agrees with paddling wholeheartedly. Her and her siblings were all spanked, and she spanked her own kids, and everyone turned out respectful, courteous, and well-mannered and self-sufficient. Ray said, why are people so quick to initiate violence on the most helpless and dependent? Why do you think inflicting pain and fear is an acceptable way for humans to interact? So the debate goes on and on. I mean, there is comment after comment. So definitely check it out. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Also today, we're following the ban on gay Boy Scouts. It continued yesterday. Do you think it's a good idea or a bad one? And we'll have your comments in the next hour.
The gay ban was after a two-year study that Boy Scout leadership said no gays as leaders and no gays as members. So is that forward thinking, backward thinking, sideways thinking? Or you just shake your head and say, huh? What are these people?
What?
Jerry Sandusky, I would remind you, was not gay.
Yeah.
800-510. So what keeps him from, if just because you're gay, you're going to be a molester?
Most pedophiles are not gay.
Yeah.
They're straight men.
Right. And they're Catholic. 800-510-82. Oh, did I just say that?
Couldn't resist that
my
one.
All right, Charlie's in Alexandria.
Hey, who's? Doug, the Pope is on line 7. He'd like to speak with you.
Would he really?
Yeah. Get out of the way, Heather. The lightning bolts are coming.
Can I speak to, can I get him to speak to the Alibaba? The Alibaba.
Oh, my gosh. And hold the wheels. Here they go. Another religious discussion here on Good Day.
Good God. Dalai Lama. And how did I get Alibaba and the Dalai Lama?
The same way you get Osama out of Obama every time you try
and
to say Osama.
Colin.
Okay. Charlie, are you there? Save me.
Yeah, I'm here barely. The humidity's about to get me down here in Louisiana.
Go from Illinois to Louisiana. Tough stuff. Who is the person we're speaking about, that 14-year-old gymnast?
Oh, was it Olga Corbett?
It was not.
A great guess, though. Yeah, that's a great
excellent guess.
Yep,
yeah, but it wasn't. Thanks for the call, sir. 800-510-8255. Here's Johnny in Alexandria, Louisiana. Hello, Johnny. Yeah. Welcome to Good Day, sir.
Hello, Doug. How are you this morning?
I think I'm a little silly and maybe feeling a little of my oats. Perhaps I need to take less oats.
Yes, drink more milk.
More milk. Correct. That'll calm me right down. It's soothing. It's good. Anyway, Johnny, what do you think is the name of this young lady that we're talking about?
Nadia Comaneci.
Nadia Comaneci. I remember Jim, ABC Wide World of Sports, Jim McKay.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
Jim
first
McKay.
Time he introduced her, I don't think he knew how to pronounce her name. It was Comaneci and then Comaneci. I think that debate has continued for the 36 years because you hear it still pronounced both ways. But yes, it was Nadia Comaneci or Comaneci, 14 years old from Romania. Little.
Oh, they're all little tiny things, yeah.
Little thing. And she's still, I think, did she marry an American and move to America? Do I remember that?
I believe she did. She married an American businessman.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. And
I am right.
All right, Johnny, yeah. There it is. Give that man a prize because he is right.
Wow, she looks great now. I'm still looking her up on Google here.
Yeah.
She looks great.
Yeah.
One of those,
which one was it? Was it her? Who managed the amazing dismount with an injury?
Yeah.
Remember the gym?
Oh, yeah.
That was just
that wasn't her, I don't think.
That was more recently, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was more recently. She just retired.
Yeah. Don't remember.
She was going to go to this year's, and she retired.
Yeah. All right, let's turn it around now a little bit and talk about a lady who's very much in the forefront of the news today, former Google executive Marissa Mayer. Or Meyer, some people are pronouncing her name. Just for that, I never heard of this woman until today, actually. Never knew.
You need to tell me why this is a big deal.
Well, I sort of want to ask that question, and then you're going to do your television report, and then maybe we'll get an answer. I Googled her and came up with a photo album of 400 pictures that somebody has posted online of her while she was at Google. Apparently, she is someone, the reason that she's getting a lot of attention is because she has a solid tech background, the first ever female engineer at Google.
Hmm.
And she is employee number 20 at Google.
Ooh.
So she started when she was 20, and she's employee number 20. Her hiring over at Yahoo supports the theory that women sometimes get their first chance at being CEO at problem companies. They are recognized as problem solvers. The theory that I've had for a long time about women in business, I believe I have more women working with me, not in a physical capacity on the farm, but in wherever I can, not only there, but in any circumstance. I think women are much better around the cows, for example, but they're also better problem solvers, better salespeople, just in general. They are. And that, when I say they, it bothers me because it's they're very sexist. I feel dirty almost referring to this and taking women and us putting them in a place like this is something unusual or something that is of note. Ah, a woman is the new CEO and she's only 37 and she's pregnant and all these other things.
Was she just named CEO?
Yeah. This.
Yesterday. Oh, okay. Yeah. And that's what makes it a big deal. Yeah. I thought the big deal was that she was pregnant, and it was really driving me nuts. Like, why ever, you know, women get pregnant?
She was installed yesterday as the new CEO at Yahoo, okay. And the first thing she said in her first public, I mean, it's pretty obvious. You look at her, she looks pregnant.
Right.
So the first thing she says in her press conference to the business press is, I'm pregnant. And so the first question from the Maronis in the, well, what are you going to do with the baby? And she says, I'm going to have my child in October, and I'll be out for a couple of weeks, and why should you think that motherhood would interfere with my...
I'm going to sell it on eBay.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, it's just... Yeah. I find it... I don't know where to go with this. By the way, she knows it's a baby boy already. And she says, I will work through my...
Thank God she can keep it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Little Chinese humor.
Anyway, so she told, by the way, she was offered the job on Monday by the board of directors, and she told them she was pregnant. But again, at 6 months, you pretty much can tell you're pregnant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that, I mean, how would you hide that?
Unless not very well.
Remember the story?
I'm not sure whether you guys have picked up on this or not, but I got a bun in the oven.
Yeah, right, anyway. So that's the story of this lady, other than... The big to-do. She looks like Bridget Monaghan. Her face looks very much like Monaghan's. She is attractive, and yet why is that important? If she's you have to be attractive to be the young CEO of a big Fortune 500 company? Is she too young? People say, 37. What do you know at 37? There are a lot of very smart people.
You're employee number 20 at Google. I'm thinking you know a good lot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think she's probably very bright. I'm looking at some of the men that she's hung around with. I don't know if this is a picture of her husband.
I'm wondering what the people at Google think about her leaving and going to Yahoo. They see Yahoo as a huge threat at this point.
Step up or step down? Well, does she make it? Does what she know about what went on at Google make it make Yahoo a threat again? Is that possible?
Well, I mean, there's got to be some confidentiality. I'm sure there's tons of stuff she had to sign, right?
You'd think. Yeah, you'd think as employee number 20, you'd think. She knows what's going on, though, at Google. Mm-hmm. You can be sure. I remember now.
And she would still own massive stock in Google.
Yeah, right.
I just met a Google engineer last night.
Did you?
I did, yeah. I had no idea. He works on airlines and airfare and whatever, and they're implementing something where you go onto Google. I haven't tested it out yet, but he was trying to explain it last night. You go onto Google, and it will bring up all of the airfares and everything.
Okay, wait a minute. Here's a referred to. There's a list of the 10 hottest women in online businesses. And
how insulting. How insulting is that?
Yeah, it is
the hottest women in business. I mean, are you kidding me right now?
She's one of them.
I don't care. Like, okay, fine. Hot women in Hollywood, I get it. But why are we doing a ranking list of the hottest women in business? Why don't we say the smartest women in business?
Hey. Oh, because it's a sexist world.
I know. Where's the hot men in business list?
Where are they?
And the pictures of these women are all very provocative. She was number.
Make me throw up.
She's number four.
My mouth.
She's number four on the list. And
who's number one?
I'm getting there. I'm only on number four. Number three is Hillary Rowland, who is half naked in the picture they're showing of her. Number two is Shira Lazar.
Businesspundit.com, CBS Jennifer News. Has your 25 hottest men of business.
Justine Izaryk is the hottest woman. And
then we wonder why people are shallow shells of their, I mean, gosh.
Right.
We don't reward people for being smart anymore. Oh, are you a successful person if you're on the hot list of executives? My goodness.
Right.
Do you not get upset about this? Is fathers to your daughters? Come on.
The number one hottest man in business, Jennifer? Mm-hmm. Some guy named Tom Ford from Ford Fashion Design.
Yeah. Oh, I know Tom Ford.
Yeah. Nice smoking jacket, Tom.
I was going to say, I don't think he plays on my team. But
David Beckham, number two.
All right, here's a woman that runs a Russian company. Man, is she hot. All right. Enough of that. There's two things. Did I just say that? 13 and a half before the hour. Jennifer, in a moment, will review what's new.
Am I alone here?
If she can reach through your headphones.
Am I alone here, though? Does anybody else think this is ridiculous?
It's stupid.
Right.
Who cares?
Get to the television reporter. Stand by, or sit by, or be by, or don't go away, or whatever. So, Jennifer.
Stick around.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a pre-matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center, now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
All right, so we have a new report on who gets paid too much. This is back to, we might as well keep the sexist stuff going, huh, Jennifer?
Yeah. No, actually, this is really interesting. It was in the LA Times this weekend, and what the Times did was took a celebrity or a TV personality's salary and divided it by the number of viewers that they had to the show to see who was actually making the most money per viewer. Chelsea Handler was at the top of the list. She's making $16.70 for every viewer to her show.
Wow.
Which is a little underpaid. To put it in perspective, Ryan Seacrest only makes 75 cents per viewer as host of American Idol.
Wow.
Ashton Kutcher, they say, is underpaid as well. He's only making a few cents, I guess a dollar something per
$16 per viewer, yeah.
Yeah, per viewer. David Letterman does about $13.54 per viewer, which is pretty good. Not too bad of a gig. So kind of an interesting study. In other TV news, Larry King has taken to Hulu. You can check it out this week. His show is premiering up there. First guest is Meghan McCain, also up this week, Matthew McConaughey, and Seth MacFarlane. Woo!
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now, food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
For Dr. Warren Eckstein, the pet expert, radio host, raconteur, one of the 25 hottest guys in pet world literature.
He's my number one, though, Doug.
I know he is. All right, so Warren is here to discuss your pets and stories about pets. The story of actually a couple of things. You've been blogging about the fate of this dog. And there were two or three different stories. We had a story about it on DougStephan.com, the offers of adoption and thousands of signatures, an online petition to save this dog named Lennox. We'll get to the bottom line of that and Warren's appropriate outrage in a moment at the Good Day program.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Soufflés are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming?
Putting sprinkles on the last one now.
Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it?
Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there?
Yeah.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
All right, so Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here. Despite offers from all these people, Lennox, a pit bull type dog that this is in Ireland. How did we get into something going on like this in Ireland, Warren?
Well, you know, we were talking specifically about breed-specific laws where the county, cities, and countries come down and say, you can't have this breed of dog, you can't have that breed of dog. So the bottom line is, this was a really, really interesting case. This was Lennox, a great dog, belonged to a family, no history whatsoever of aggression, has never bitten anybody, has never growled at anybody, but because he looked like a pit bull and he was a pit bull mix, it's against the law in Ireland to have this breed of dog. They confiscated the dog from the owner. There was a two-year fight. Behaviorists from all around the world and trainers from all around the world united and say, we'll take him, we'll bring him to the United States, we'll do this, we'll do that. Yet last week, the council, the city council for Belfast, Ireland, decided, you know what, we're going to put the dog to sleep no matter what anyone says, and they killed him to the outrage of everyone around the world. It was just such a stupid, stupid move on their part. You know,
so, go ahead. Warren, what is it, why do pit bulls get this
this image that they are.
Let me ask you a question. If you're going to buy your weekly crack from your crack dealer, Richard, okay, mm-hmm. would your crack dealer be apt to have a schnauzer or a pit bull?
Exactly.
So the bottom line is you can't blame the breed of dog. You cannot blame the breed, but you can blame a specific segment of the population that's attracted to them.
Why do they buy pit bulls?
Because it exudes toughness, because they're strong, powerful dogs. But if you think back to the 40s and the 50s, the little rascal days, everyone who had pit bulls, they were considered to be part of the family that watched your kids when they were out playing. Now, all of a sudden, people got involved with the dog fighting. Let me give you a prime example. Detroit, Michigan. I got a tweet the other day of a famous rapper showing on Twitter his area where he keeps his dogs being trained to fight and his cocks being trained to fight. No one knew about this. No one said a word. It was on Twitter. It had 10,000 people looking at it. I had to get involved to let the police know, and they finally went in and busted
him. This guy never heard of Michael Vick?
As a matter of fact, on the video, he actually said, he actually walked into his place where the dogs were, and he said, I hope I don't get in the same trouble as Michael Vick, but he just didn't seem to.
So while we're here, Michael Vick was on the Today Show yesterday, and apparently he's doing a pretty decent job of rehabilitating his image to the point where the Humane Society is actually cheering him and working with him. What do you think?
Interesting you said that. I had a conversation about 2 weeks ago with the head of the Humane Society of the United States, Wayne Pacelli. We had a long conversation, and I asked him this question. I said, Wayne, listen, whatever you want to do is fine. As far as I'm concerned, Michael Vick is a killer, and that's the way it is. So I said to him, did you ask him the one question that would have been important to me? And he said, what's that question, Warren? I said, Michael, why did you not turn in all of the people around the country that you knew were fighting dogs that would have ended this major thing? He was a big player. And the head of the Humane Society said to me, you know, Warren, I didn't think of asking him that.
Great.
That would have been the first question I would have asked. So the now he has his own line of clothing. He has a new book coming out. And I think there's going to be a lot of backlash to it. But, you know, sometimes people forget. I don't forget. Some people forget. I don't forget. When there's hundreds of dogs being killed, I will never forget and will be anti-Michael Vick for as long as I can.
I think that's I wouldn't have any use for him. Or anybody.
Do you believe in rehabilitation?
Rehabilitation?
Yeah.
Not for someone who can watch two dogs kill each other and if one loses, then take it and drown
it. It's a mental thing. It's deep down.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right, there it is. Notice Rich doesn't argue with Warren. He would argue that one with me.
Just
getting the
information. It's interesting.
It is interesting. That's why he's here. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Check it out at DougStephan.com.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.